So here, this song just reminded me how I know my phone is listening to me constantly and just tracking everything I do. I was just, you know, on the turlet one of the last week or something like that and going through, you know, Facebook Watch like I usually do to kill time. And the Amish Paradise version came up. You know what I did?
Yeah,
I watched the whole thing while
spending most our lives. I could probably karaoke that one.
Go medieval on his ass.
Weird Al.
I forgot how amazing it really is. It truly it really is. Yeah. Ah, Weird Al.
Weird Al. What a great artist.
He's churning the butter in the video. Just,
just leans into it so hard. You know?
So hard.
And he's good. He's talented.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Anyway,
all right, we got to keep her moving here. It is time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
I was going to save this story for later, but I might as well talk about it now because why not start the morning off on an angry note? Just getting everyone angry.
Okay.
So,
perfect.
Do you remember Stephanie Motto from 90 Day Fiancé? I know you really love that show, so I don't know if you remember her.
Stephanie Motto.
Well, look, she really wasn't famous for 90 Day Fiancé. What she became famous for was selling her farts in a jar. Do you remember that lady?
Yeah. That's what you had to say. Key word there.
She's continuing with her entrepreneurial spirit. You know, she likes to sell things. And in that vein, now she is selling boob sweat.
Oh, yeah, just banking, probably. I made $1 million a day.
Here she is.
It's unbelievable.
Talking about her new
I know you're trying to get me mad, Brock. I'm not going to do it anymore.
I'm just talking about a young lady who's just trying to make some money in this tough dog-eat-dog world.
I know a lot of you are like, wow, didn't this girl become the number one world's most successful fart jar seller? The answer is yes. Now I have pivoted over to a new market, and that is the cha-cha sweat market.
Hold on. Right there.
The cha-cha sweat market.
Cha-cha sweat market. Is that slang for boobs, the cha-cha sweat?
I don't know. At this point, you can make up anything. You can say anything. You can do anything.
I guess if you're a hot girl, it doesn't matter. All right, let's continue on. Hold on, let's continue on. There's more.
All right, let it ride.
There's more.
The cha-cha sweat market. Let's go on to the bad news now. I was in my yard yesterday. I was supposed to be fulfilling orders these next 2 days while it's really, really hot. A black bear came into my yard, just chilling, eating garbage. So I am basically a prisoner in my own home. I cannot be in my yard doing my job, doing my work, doing what God intended me to do, which is pleasing all of my clients and saving marriages and making people happy.
I hate everything about this woman.
Why are you doing that? Okay,
she just sounds awful.
It can't be real. There's no way. This has just got to be a made-up story.
It's real because she has made a lot of money. She made a lot of money selling her farts, and now she's saying, look, I can't do what God intended me to do, which is sell my boob sweat because there's a bear in my backyard. I wish that bear would maul her to death. I know that seems aggressive.
What's the number? Do they have any numbers there? How much money is she making?
How much money did she make selling farts? Because I don't know how much she's made selling boob sweat yet. How much did Stephanie Motto?
And here's the thing. Being her, you could just do whatever you want. Like I said, you can say whatever you want. At this point, you're walking around on cloud nine. Nobody can touch you at this point.
She made $280,000 selling
farts. $280,000. You selling farts, and now you're selling boob sweat.
It's what God intended her to do. This is what she was put on this earth. This was the calling that God gave her, all right?
So how does she sell it? What, is she like wring out her boob or something?
That's the big problem. That's what she's letting all of her concerned customers know is that she can't go out to the pool because she saw a black bear out there. So instead of going out there and sweating by the pool and collecting the holy boob sweat that she
can
sell.
Shut up. Get on your roof or something. This whole thing is just... It's set up to just make you angry, and it's not going to happen this morning. I'm not letting not letting her beat me, Brock.
Here's the thing. I don't know who I'm more mad at. If I'm mad at her...
The whole thing. I don't care. It's just the whole thing, everything about it.
I'm mad at this woman who honestly thinks that there's a market, which I guess there is
though.
For her fart. Or are you mad at the people for making a market for her to sell her farts and her boob sweat? I'm mad at the people buying it, all right? That's who I'm mad at.
What's next? I got it. You shave her legs and sell the shavings.
That's probably it. Well, I don't know if it's the legs. Maybe, maybe shave the bush. That'd probably be a better market there.
I mean, at this point, you can sell anything.
Yeah, that's
anything
true.
Anything you want.
Yep.
Wow.
It's here
we go. It's 2022.
What God put me on the earth to do is to sell my cha-cha sweat and my farts in a jar. I'm doing my part, okay?
You know, Brock, on Moonshine Day, you're driving me to drink some moonshine right now, and it's pretty damn early.
Well, I'm drinking boob sweat, so I don't know what you... That's what I'm drinking. I got a nice, tall, cool jar of boob sweat here. So. All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.